Dow Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is with us, courtesy or powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how are you, pal? What's going on?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Not bad. Did you enjoy the first game of the year last night?
I did. First of all, it was just great to see football. And I got to be honest with you, it was a pretty well-played football game. I was expecting a little more sloppiness, more penalties, and things like that. I was impressed with the level of play as well.
I hate, yeah, by Darryl, the way, guys, Dustin and Daryl, I hate the state of replay in the NFL. It takes too long every time. I hate that I just kind of know what a catch is, I feel like, and there's a rule. I don't like the rule of the catch. These replay, why? I still don't understand why
but
we have
right
the
last night. The two touchdowns that were nullified were the correct call.
Well, no, they were the correct call based on the rule. My problem in that case is the rule. I think it's wrong. My opinion, doesn't matter. My point is the replay takes forever. Why are we still having the ref at the stadium look in a video monitor? Why is this not being done in New York or wherever? Doesn't mean New York, wherever the hell it is. And just he talks to the referee in his ear. Hey, here's the call. Let's move on. Go.
Not only that, it's a video monitor the size of an iPhone.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
You know, like the little hood that he looks under. It's like the size of an iPhone. It's ridiculous.
Just do it like college football does. They have a replay booth. Yep. Well, I'm sure you know this, but they have a replay booth in the stadium.
Right.
They have
the stadium,
officials
yeah.
upstairs, and the official on the field puts a headset on, and they talk to the guy watching the monitor on a big monitor.
Yes, that is good. And shouldn't they have the technology where we wouldn't even have to put a headset on? Can't even just have an earpiece in and we're telling them?
I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, it takes two seconds. The guys are – and by the way, in college, you know, they review every play. Okay? So there's no challenges. They just they'll buzz down if there's something that needs to be looked at. And then pretty much I think it's faster in college football, frankly.
I agree with Dustin, and the systems they use in college make sense. I agree with Bull. They need to kind of tweak how they do it in the NFL. I'm sure it'll come up next year in the competition committee, as it always do. Every year they're looking to, you know, make some change either to the rules or to the replay system, and I'll be interested to see what they propose for next offseason in regards to that.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is with us on the hotline. Daryl, let's talk about this game on Sunday. Browns-Ravens, you know, it's a tough matchup. It's on the road. Not as much of a home field advantage because of, you know, no fans at this game in particular. But, you know, the Browns still touchdown plus dog in this game. Do they have a chance?
Yeah, absolutely they have a chance. They showed last September that they have the feet with the Ravens. Granted, the Nick Chubb performance that afternoon forced the Ravens to rethink, you know, some of their defensive personnel, and some of the offseason moves that they made were, I think, were done with the Browns in mind. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, Justin, I think that's the first time the Cleveland Browns made anybody adjust to them when it comes to personnel. Like, that had never happened before. In this expansion era. So that's a positive. That's a compliment to what the Browns have. So, I think they got a chance. Certainly Lamar Jackson is going to be tough to contain. I laughed this week when Sheldon Richardson said it's like he's out there playing Madden because he's like a quarterback with a joystick. You know, hit the spin button here and the throttle here and all that. But, yeah, I think that they've got just as good a chance to win this game as any. We all know what the history is in week one. That certainly isn't in their favor. And we also know the history of first-time head coaches in the Cleveland Browns in openers as well. But, I'm curious to see how the Browns play, Dustin, because as we've talked about before, I hate to be a broken record, but I honestly don't know what to expect on Sunday. I don't. And I'm fascinated and anxious to see how the Browns play.
Daryl, last segment, we went over the injury report. We knew all the guys that weren't going to play. The only question going into the weekend is J.C. Treader, right? He's listed as questionable. He has practiced a little bit. We said before we'd both be stunned if he didn't play this week. Do you feel the same way or no?
Yeah, absolutely. And just, you know, based on what I've observed in the, 15 to 20 minute window we get each day to watch him go through, like, I just watching JC, and I zeroed in on him today, and he does not look like a guy who just had knee surgery. So that obviously that's a credit to the Browns training staff. It's a credit to JC and the work that he's done behind the scenes. But I'm with you. I will be surprised if he's unable to give it a go Sunday, even though officially he is questionable for the game.
Daryl, what's a key for you in this game in terms of stopping Lamar Jackson? I've asked everyone, not like you're, you know, any smarter than Joe Woods or whatever, but I mean, just in your mind, what would you say? Maybe you are smarter than Joe Woods. I don't know, but what would Daryl Ryder's game plan be for the Baltimore Ravens offense to stop it?
My game plan would be to keep him in the pocket if possible, to contain him, not allow him to get out on the edge, because I think that that's where he does the most damage with his feet and with his arm. So I would try and keep him hemmed in, use Myles Garrett and Olivier Vernon on those edges to hem him in. I think that Sheldon Richardson and Larry Ogunjobi provide enough force in the middle of that defense to push that Ravens offensive line back and collapse the pocket. But I think, Dustin, the secret to success, if it's possible with Lamar, is to hem him in. And if you go back to what they tried to do in that game last September 29th, that's kind of what they were able to do, was hem him in. So that, to me, I would go back to that tape. I'd be watching that religiously and say, guys, we need to do exactly what was done in this game to contain Lamar. And if they're able to do that, their chances of winning increase exponentially. I would make Lamar beat you from the pocket with his arm.
Daryl, who would have a better chance of winning, the Indians against the Browns or the Browns against the Indians in each of their sports?
or the Atlanta Braves scoring 29 runs.
Yeah, it's true. Well, do the Braves have a better offense than the Browns?
There are high school baseball teams that have a better offense than the Cleveland Indians do right now. So
come on now, that's crazy.
I know. I'm just having a little fun.
I
don't know what Myles Garrett's slugging percentage looks like, but I guess I would probably favor the Brownies a little bit. But the Indians' arms are tough to hit, man. So
the Browns would have no chance of getting a hit against any of the Indians' pitchers. No chance.
Exactly.
Now I don't know if the Indians could move the ball against the Browns, but I bet the Indians would have a better chance of getting a first down than the Browns would have of scoring a run against the Indians.
I think that's fair.
I think. I don't know.
I have no idea where that question came from. But
bizarre. I don't know where it came from either. All right, Daryl.
A very fair assessment on your part, Bull.
What's your prediction for the game, Daryl?
I think the Ravens are going to win. I think it's going to be a good, close, competitive game, but I just think that stability wins out, right? They didn't have to change their stuff. Harbaugh's been there for a decade plus. Lamar, I think that the Ravens have the edge in that regard. As much as I'd love to pick the Browns and go total homer shill and say that Kevin Stefanski is going to end the streak of 10 straight head coaches losing their opener and the Browns streak of not coming out with a victory since 2004 in an opener, ironically also against the Baltimore Ravens. I think that the Ravens get the best of them on Sunday, but I will also say, I'll make the prediction in advance, assuming that everything goes, everyone stays healthy and stuff, that the Browns come back on that Monday night game and they beat Baltimore at home.
I thought you were saying the Bengal game this week. Okay, they'll bounce back and beat the Ravens later in the year.
So they will split the season series with the Ravens this year, okay, just like they did last year.
All right, Daryl, good stuff, buddy. Enjoy the game this weekend. We'll talk to you next on Monday.
You too, guys. Looking forward to actually being able to talk about legitimate, tangible football that means something and counts. It'll be a lot of fun.